Welcome, fans of Mystery Detective Stories. This is part 5 of the first episode of The Golden Slipper and Other Problems for Violet Strange by Anna Catherine Green. Amazement on every face and a convulsive movement in one half-hidden hand. "You see," the airy little being went on in her light way, "I have some awfully funny tricks. I am always being scolded for them, but somehow I don't improve. One is to keep my jewelry bright with a strange foreign paste an old Frenchwoman once gave me in Paris. It's of a vivid red and stains the fingers dreadfully if you don't take care. Not even the water will take it off. See mine? I used that paste on my pendant last night, just after you left me, and being awfully sleepy, I didn't stop to rub it off. If your fingertips are not red, you never touch the pendant, Miss Driscoll. Oh, see? They are as white as milk. But someone took the sapphires, and I owe that person a scolding as well as myself. Was it you, Miss Hewson? You, Miss Yates? Or..." And here she paused before Miss West. "Oh, you have your gloves on. You are the guilty one." And her laugh rang out like a peal of bells, robbing her next sentence of even a suggestion of sarcasm. "Oh, what a sly boots," she cried. "How you have deceived me. Whoever would have thought you to be the one to play the mischief?" Who, indeed? Of all the five, she was the one who was considered absolutely immune from suspicion ever since the night Mrs. Barnum's handkerchief had been taken, and she was not in the box. Eyes which had surveyed Miss Driscoll askance now rose in wonder towards hers, and failed to fall again because of the stoniness into which her delicately carved features had settled.
"Miss West, I know you will be glad to remove your gloves. Miss Strange certainly has a right to know her special tormentor,"
spoke up her host in as natural a voice as his great relief would allow. But the cold, half-frozen woman remained without a movement. She was not deceived by the banter of the moment. She knew that to all of the others, if not to Peter Strange's odd little daughter, it was the thief who was being spotted and brought thus hilariously to light. And her eyes grew hard and her lips gray, and she failed to unglove the hands upon which all glances were concentrated. "You do not need to see my hands. I confess to taking the pendant."
"Caroline!"
A heart, overcome by shock, had thrown up this cry. Miss West eyed her bosom friend disdainfully. "Miss West has called it a jest," she coldly commented. "Why should you suggest anything of a graver character?" Alicia, brought thus to bay, and by one she had trusted most, stepped quickly forward, and, quivering with vague doubts, aghast before unheard-of possibilities, she tremulously remarked,
"We did not sleep together last night. You had to come into my room to get my slippers. Why did you do this? What was in your mind, Caroline?"
A steady look, a low laugh, choked with many emotions, answered her. "Do you want me to reply, Alicia? Or shall we let it pass?"
"Answer!"
It was Mr. Driscoll who spoke. Alicia had shrunk back, almost to where a little figure was cowering, with wide eyes fixed in something like terror on the aroused father's face. "Then hear me," murmured the girl, entrapped and suddenly desperate. "I wore Alicia's slippers, and I took the jewels because it was time that an end should come to your mutual dissimulation. The love I once felt for her, she herself has deliberately killed. I had a lover. She took him. I had faith in life, in honor, and in friendship. She destroyed all. A thief. She has dared to aspire to him. And you condoned her fault. You, with your craven restoration of her booty, thought the matter cleared and her a fit mate for a man of highest honor."
"Miss West," no one had ever heard that tone in Mr. Driscoll's voice before,
"before you say another word calculated to mislead these ladies, let me say that this hand never returned anyone's booty or had anything to do with the restoration of any abstracted article. You have been caught in a net, Miss West, from which you cannot escape by slandering my innocent daughter."
Innocent! All the tragedy latent in this peculiar girl's nature blazed forth in the word.
"Alicia, face me. Are you innocent? Who took the Dempsey corals and that diamond from the Tiffany's tray?
It is not necessary for Alicia to answer,
the father interposed with not unnatural heat.
Miss West stands self-convicted.
The next episode of The Golden Slipper and Other Problems for Violet Strange will be out next Monday. This production copyrighted 2010 Stefania Lintonbach. www.stephsvoice4u.co.uk.